Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light of darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness. Joyous light of glory,
for the immortal Father, heavenly Holy Master Jesus Christ,
you have come to the setting of the sun, and we look to the evening light. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful and you love your whole creation. And we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A reading from Psalm 139. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Once upon a time, there was a frog who lived in the north and wanted to go south for the winter as the swans did. Each year, that frog watched the swans fly south while he shivered in the snow and cold. Then he got an idea. He went to the swans and asked to go with them. "You can't fly," they responded. "I know," the frog said, "but I have a wonderful idea. Let me get a stick, and if the two of you will help me, I can go with you. Two of you could keep the ends of the stick in your beaks, and I could bite down on the middle of the stick and get out of this miserable cold weather." So the two of his swan friends agreed to help, and it worked beautifully for many miles. However, as they were flying low over the farmlands of North Carolina, a farmer looked up and saw the frog holding onto the stick. "Look at that," he shouted to a friend. "That's amazing. Wonder whose idea that was." The frog, quite proud of his incredible idea, opened his mouth to tell them, and that's when he fell to his death. Maybe that story didn't end like you thought it would. But I think most of our stories, when we are full of ourselves, end badly. Rather, I find that we are drawn to stories of service and love. We are drawn to people who give of themselves to others. We are drawn to humility. Humility is one of the foundations of prayer that we need. It's also a pretty rare thing to find in our society, which values independence and accomplishment. We are taught to believe in ourselves and to be self-reliant. We focus on our own accomplishments and tend to trumpet them often. A cartoon I saw once showed a pastor speaking to his congregation, and he said, "My sermon today is on humility. And in my opinion, it's one of the finest pieces ever written." Humility doesn't seem natural to us, where pride and boastfulness does. And sometimes things are that way. We are that way because we have the idea that to be humble is to be weak. However, a better definition of humble is not thinking less of myself, it's thinking of myself less. Authentic prayer comes from a place of humility. It comes from a place of realizing your place relative to God. Philip Yancey mentions a quote from theologian Daniel Hawke, who said, "The basic human problem is that everyone believes that there is a God and that I am it." Yancey then goes on to write, "Why value humility in our approach to God? Because it accurately reflects the truth. Most of what I am, my nationality, my mother tongue, my race, my looks, my body shape, my intelligence, the century in which I was born, the fact that I am still alive and relatively healthy, I had little or no control over. On a larger scale, I cannot affect the rotation of the planet Earth or the orbit that maintains a proper distance from the sun so that we neither freeze nor roast, or the gravitational forces that somehow keep our spinning galaxy in exquisite balance. There is a God, and I am not it." Authentic prayer comes from a place of humility. It comes from a place of realizing your place relative to God. The psalmist knew this too. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. The psalmist describes a God who knows him inside and out, behind and before, everything. My father used to tell us when I was a child, I know you better than you know yourself. Well, God really does. And God's thorough knowledge of us, as the psalmist says, is too wonderful for us to conceive or attain. And in glimpsing our true status, we know both our smallness and God's greatness. There is a God, and we are not it. When we pray, we need to come with that realization. It's not about us. John Wesley used a prayer he repeated often, and perhaps it could become our prayer too. Less of me, more of thee.
Thank you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. For all servants of the church and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. For our public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful who have gone before us and are at rest, let us give thanks to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and preserve us.